Shalom Aleichem, Rav Otzai. This is Rabbi Kovacs. We are continuing in the Mishneh Yomi in the last perek of Trumot. Bezrat Hashem, B'Shah Tova Maslachat. We'll be starting Maisrot this Friday. And meanwhile, we are in Mishneh Zayin in Perek Yud Aleph. So we're in chapter 11, Mishneh 7. V'chen, and so too. So when you see v'chen, Rabosai, we're continuing a thought, typically, from the previous Mishnah. Remember, yesterday we were talking about cleaning out a storeroom of truma. And did you have to get on your hands and knees and do, like, Pesach cleaning to get every last drop, every last grain of truma? And the answer was no. You could treat it like chulin. You could, the same way you clean up by chulin, and the assumption is you do a good job cleaning up, but you don't get on your hands and knees and pick every single grain out of the cracks. So too, you can do by truma. And now the Mishnah says, "V'chen chavit shel shemen shenishpucho," and so too a barrel of truma oil that was poured out. So now he wants to use this barrel for truma, He's switching from truma to chulin. He had truma in there, and he's going to put chulin in there. Ein mechayvin oto l'hiyot yoshev umtapeh. We don't require him to sit with the barrel and use his tefach, which is typically your hands or maybe your handkerchief, to wipe every single last drop to get the barrel bone dry, so there's really nothing in it. Ela noheg bo kederech shehu noheg bechulin. But you can treat it just like you treat a barrel of chulin. If you had a barrel of chulin oil, you'd try to get out what you could, but you wouldn't sit there going crazy about every last drop or every little bit of moisture. So we see from here that we are more makel by truma than perhaps we are by sherry casks that have perhaps absorbed a flavor, but that's a whole nother sugya. We're not getting into that right now, Rabosai. Moving on to Mishnah Ches. Hame'are mekod lekod, someone who's pouring from one jug to another. V'notif sholof tipin, and what he does is he pours out the liquid that flows out normally, and then he holds the jug to get these last three drops, shalosh tipin. So after he's poured, he gets three more drops from the residue. Notin letocha chulin. You can now put chulin in this jug that previously had truma. Herkina umitza, if he tipped this barrel, he's already tried to get out the truma, it's almost empty, but he's tipped it sort of at an angle, and now there's mitza, there's like a juiciness, there's like a little bit of collected, pooled liquid at the bottom, that's truma, hareza truma. So this is considered truma. Like if you can see a pool of liquid at the bottom of the barrel, there's still truma in there, and you still have to wait and pour it out before you put the chulin in. Now the Mishnah switches topics, but it's a related topic. How much trumas meiser? Now recall that we give meiser rishon to a levi. Now we recently mentioned in the Daf Yomi and Ketuvot that there was a penalty on the levim. Sorry, guys, who didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. They didn't come up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so there was a bit of a knas, a bit of a penalty that we took the Maaser Rishon from the Levim and gave it to the Kohanim who did come back. That's a whole nother can of worms, or can of Maaser Rishon in this case. So once they get their Maaser Rishon, they take 10% off and they give it to the Kohanim. But what if it's Demai? And Demai is a suffix, because Rov Amei Aretz Maisrin Hen, as we learned a couple of Masechtot ago, we've already learned about Demai, Baruch Hashem, resolved our Sveikas, resolved our doubts, but most of them take Truma, so they should have taken the Truma's Maiser also, but they didn't necessarily do so. Anyway, so this is Demai, it's a Suffolk, so if you have Truma's Maiser of Demai, you're a Levi, and you have this Truma's Maiser of Demai, it's a Suffolk, and Bartner says this case it's also Tameh. Yelechenu, how much do you have to go find a Kohen and give it to him? That you're required to give him this Trumas Meiser, which has the status of Truma. Echad mishmona lishminit. 1/8 of 1/8. So 1/64 of a log. 1/64 of a log of your Trumas Meiser. You have to go find a Kohen and actively give it to him. You can't just leave it on the shelf. But if you have less than that, you just leave it on the shelf until you get more, until you have enough to give him. But this is by Meiser of Demai, which is Suffolk, and it's Tameh. Bartnura says, if it's Tahor, Kolshehu. If it's Vadai, not Demai, if it's really something that's really Mamish, Chayev and Truma and Meiser, then you go find a Kohen even for a tiny amount because it's pure, because it's Vadai. This is an amazing Musar, and it goes like this. If what you're giving to others is a little bit of a suffix, you know, your heart's not in it, you're trying just to be a good guy, but, you know, your heart's not necessarily totally dedicated to this cause, or, you know, it's a little bit tamay, it's a little bit selfish. Someone's giving to get his name on the plaque, name on the wall. Okay, so then you should give something significant. It's still good. It's still a mitzvah to give tzedakah, even if someone's doing it to get his name on a building or his name on a plaque or his name on the newsletter. It's still good. It's still a mitzvah. Even if he's giving it, you know, not wholeheartedly, he's giving it, you know, just haphazardly. He's just giving tzedakah out of habit. It's still good, but then you should give more. You should give more. You should make it a chashuv amount, you know, if there's not a pure intention. But if you're vadai, if you're really, your heart's in the right place and you're doing a chesed because you believe in the cause, because Hashem wants you to be a more chesedic a person, if you're giving because you're tahor, your really pure intention, or you're giving vadai, that you know this is going to help, you know this dollar is going to the right place, then it doesn't matter how much you give, even a penny, even one mitzvah, even one good deed, even one errand that you're helping someone who needs help, it's going to be an amazing netina, and you're chayiv to give any amount, and it still helps. So that's our musar on the second to last day of the Mishnah Yomi in Trumot. Bezrat Hashem again, starting Friday in Maestrot. Have a wonderful day. Zayge benched. Be well.